And then you send out the press release, and then the world begins to know that I'm in there. And I was humbled by the response of my potential danger. And why don't you tell us about it from your end?
At first, you know, you send one of these things out, and you kind of then just wait and see what happens. And in this case, we sent it out pretty late in the day, didn't get a lot of response at first. But then the next morning, you know, you never quite know how interested the media is going to be. In this case, I think you being a public figure, the it being a Monday, which typically there's a lot of time to pursue stories, it became very, very busy very quickly, and probably one of the busiest 8-hour stretches as far as answering phone calls from reporters that we've had on one of these things. But it's always interesting to see how the media reacts to this and everybody, and it's pretty universal that people are very concerned, and everybody, the reporters, the producers, the editors, everybody you talk to, is just everybody's pulling for whoever it is who's lost. Everybody wants to see it be a happy ending, and are concerned about getting photographs. Fortunately, I think Stephanie was able to email a digital picture of you over, and that was put out, and I emailed that out to a dozen newspapers and TV stations, so they were able to put it out, and that actually, I think, in the course of the investigation, became very helpful, where somebody called up, another hiker called up and said that they thought they had seen you. We were then able to email that photograph down to the person and said, nope, that wasn't the same one. So that was, you know, another way of narrowing the search. And
I've got to work on my press photos, because I wasn't really happy with that. Now I've got to look at that in some news clippings for the rest of my life. And, I have better ones. You know, the KPLU website at kplu.org is a very good picture. So hopefully this will never happen again, actually. So
yeah.
We need to continue with our conversation, because we're out of time for this segment. But I want to thank you again so much for coming all the way down here and taping this. And certainly we have more to chat about. Talking with Barb Maines, Public Information Officer, and Dan Pomperian, Lake District Ranger of the Olympic National Park. And we're talking about the search and rescue operation that actually saved my life.